from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian ceasefire continues to hold. The special UN Syrian envoy says he needs more time before resuming the Syrian peace process. Staffan de Mistura asked for a delay from March 7th to March 9th to allow the cessation of hostilities and effects on Saturday to take hold. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says the truce, now on its fifth day, remains effective for the most part.
Over the last 24 hours, it would appear as if there hasn't been any more violations of the cessation of hostilities. Again, it's a very fluid environment, and we're just going to keep monitoring as closely as we can.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Tuesday the cessation of hostilities represents a glimmer of hope. He'll do his part, he says, to make it work. But the opposition says Damascus has already breached the ceasefire repeatedly, a charge that Damascus denies. The United Nations Tuesday said more than 131,000 migrants and refugees reached Europe via the Mediterranean so far this year. That's more than the total that made the same dangerous journey in the first 5 months of 2015. The European Union website is reporting an emergency action plan to spend upwards of $750 million in humanitarian assistance over a three-year period, making this the first time the EU will be earmarking financial help for the UN crisis. This is European Commissioner for Humanitarian Crisis Management for the EU, Christos Stylianides.
Now, more than ever, member states and the EU need to work hand in hand to reinforce each other's actions, and in this way, the European Union can provide a united response to humanitarian suffering.
An estimated 24,000 people, mostly from the Middle East and South Asia, continue to languish at makeshift camps. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, New York businessman Donald Trump won at least seven of the 11 states that held Republican presidential primary elections Tuesday and so-called Super Tuesday. Mr. Trump insists he can unite the party.
We have expanded the Republican Party. When you look at what's happened in South Carolina and you see the kind of numbers that we got in terms of extra people coming in, they came from the Democratic Party or the Democrat Party, and they're Democrats and they're longtime Democrats and they were never going to switch, and they all switched and they were independents.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also swept through most of the 11 state contests in the Democratic presidential primary voting and sounded a likely campaign theme.
Instead of building walls, we're going to break down barriers and build ladders of opportunity and empowerment so every American can live up to his or her potential.
The next big primary contest is March 15th, when voters in both major parties in several major states, including Ohio and Florida, go to the polls. The UN Security Council has postponed until Wednesday a vote on the resolution that would impose new sanctions on North Korea in response to its latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch. Russia invoked a 24-hour procedural review. There's growing evidence the Zika virus causes a neurological disorder that can result in paralysis. Researchers at the Pasteur Institute in Paris say they found a strong link between Zika and Guillain-Barré syndrome. VOA's Joe DiCapua reports.
The Lancet Medical Journal reports the findings are based on a Zika outbreak in French Polynesia between October 2013 and April 2014. Lead author, Professor Arnaud Fontenay, says blood samples of those diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome, or GBS, were analyzed. He describes the syndrome as an ascending form of paralysis.
It starts with the feet and then goes up on the legs and eventually can reach the muscles that you use for breathing, the respiratory muscles.
About 5% of GBS patients die. Fontenay says it's associated with a number of infectious agents. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
Of course, the second major concern with Zika is growing evidence that it's linked to birth defects known as microcephaly. Now, that can result in abnormally small heads in babies and other problems. Research continues to confirm cause and effect. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.